Well, the federal government does have control over the costs, the routing, the services with the air ambulances. It's a growing business since 2000. They have quadrupled or more in the country. It's an essential service in a lot of cases, but as it stands right now, there's no transparency and no way to judge what the cost is going to be. People who end up having to ride on one of the air ambulances for their health safety at the time may end up seeing a balance bill from anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000. It just kind of overwhelms them. They really didn't expect it, didn't see it coming, weren't told in advance. And we're also kind of wondering about, in some cases, the protocol upon which they are demanded to ride the ambulance when maybe that wasn't the only way they could have been served. So we're looking to be able to have the federal government open the books or open the situation to the states, all of them, so that we can, in turn, in Pennsylvania, look at what's happening with this service and be able to bring it to something that really works and makes sense, not only for the health of the individual, but the financial position of the individual.